All right, everybody. So we're up to Chof Gimel Omed Aleph towards the bottom. It says Erev Esar Asius. Okay, this is just it's only being brought down here because of the Baal HaMemra is Ravidi B'Shem Rav Shimon B'Shem Rav Yechon. So let's see, where is it here over here? Erev Esar Asius. Let's suppose you had two letters which were touching, they were touching each other. Is Tani Tana kosher? One said that it was kosher. Is Tani Tani possible? One says it's possible. Now, you have to know one halacha here before we go on, and that is that when you have an os in a cloth in a sefer Torah, the os has to be completely surrounded by cloth. It's the mukuf gvil, it's called in Hebrew. There has to be cloth, plain cloth all the way around it. Here, so one could argue, okay, so if that's the case, what's the shayla here? It should for sure be possible. One ice touches the other ice, it's not mukuf gvil. So what's the shayla? So now we're going to see it very an interesting Rishama here. So Rav Edi B'Shem Rav Shimon B'Shem Rav Yechonon, man demar kosher, the one who said that it is kosher, mil maton, that's where they're touching below. Man demar posel mil malon, that's where it's touching above. The one that holds the posel is where it's touching above. What's the difference between below and above? So the Gemara gives an example, and from that we'll be able to explain why there's a difference. Kagon artzenu and tifartenu. So it just picked two words which end with nu. Could have picked any two words. But the fact is, the nun and the vav, that's what we're going to focus on, the nun and the vav at the end of the letter, at the end of the word. So the way a sofer will write a letter, will always write it from top to bottom. His kolmus will go from the top down to the bottom. So when he wrote nun, he wrote the nun like this. When he wrote the vav, he wrote the vav like this. So it's coming down, top down, vertical. So when the vav got to the bottom with his kolmus, he had written the os vav and it was completely kosher. Then after he had written the os vav, the bottom of the vav touched the bottom of the nun. So this Yerushalmi has been mechadish in new halacha, a chiddush halacha, that this requirement that an ice has to be mukuf gvil is at the time that you wrote the ice. So since at the time that you wrote the os, it was mukuf gvil, even though subsequently it touches the letter next to it, it's going to be kosher anyway. That's man de amar kosher. That's talking about mil maton. Man de pasal, it's talking about where it touches above, meaning that it touched the top before he had completely written the ice in its entirety. So since it had not been written bekashrus, above, the final above, had not been written bekashrus in its entirety, so memela, you felt in Mukavil at the time of the ksiv.
The bleed is the same thing? Bleed over time?
So bleeds means it was written by kashrus.
Right.
Yes. Yes. You're right. If it would have bled over time, that's correct. That's what you'd say. But the problem is you don't know. You know, yeah, that's true.
So when you're writing it touches the bottom, it's okay.
So not when you wrote it at one point, you wrote it at the time that you wrote it. There was a moment in time when it was mukuf gvil and it was kosher.
And then it's not kosher.
It is. At that moment in time, it was kosher. There was a moment in time where you had the tzuras ha'os surrounded by mukuf gvil, and at that time it was kosher. And even though it subsequently touches it, it's still kosher. That's what it says here.
So like anything else, if you wrote a Torah that's kosher, and then a letter falls off the soul, and it's, you know.
No, I wouldn't compare this to anything else.
Oh, my God, this is so confusing.
It's not confusing. Sense. One is a missing letter, and one of the letters are there. It's read Artsenu. You read it. It looks like Artsenu. Call Tinoch over. He'll read it as Artsenu. The Balkari will read it as Artsenu. Everyone sees the word Artsenu. The only thing is, it's a little piece touching at the bottom. So you have to, you know, of course, when you have time, take a little knife and scrape it off. Correct.
One of my sons is it, so.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to appreciate this. Yerushalmi, I don't know if this is halacha l'maisa, But anyway, this is what it says here. Okay, next. Now, artzacha tzricha. The question is by the word artzacha. So here you have, they have, if you look in, I don't know if everybody has this, but if you have a, if you have the art scroll, they have a nice picture. The tzaddik and the final chaf. So in the middle of the final chaf, you see the way that the kind of like, you know, like halfway down the regal of the chaf, it touches the tzaddik. So the reason why this is a question is because they're not sure. Is that called that you have the tzuras ha'ois or is or not? That's the issue. That's why it's a question. Okay. That's right.
It's a resh. It's a resh. If you look at the picture, it looks like a resh by the time it's attached.
I would agree with you. It does look that way, doesn't it? Let's see. I didn't look at. I didn't read 19 myself. We'll read it another time. You'll see the shot. Okay, it's really a side point. So let's keep going. Rav Idi b'shem Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Yochanan. Well, yamayd adam amakim tovoy v'yispal. Again, another mimer. You shouldn't stand in a high place in Davin. Rather, you should stand on a low place because it says, here we have another makar for Heinemann's Aguda. Ma'atam, Omar of Abba Braidra Papi. He had also? I don't know. This is anybody. That's true. Because it says we my microphone Hashem. Okay, that's true. It should be anybody, correct? Well, Yamad Adam, that's true. And, you know, it's kind of like a funny thing. You say that the shul should be at the highest point of the city. And yet within the shul, being at the highest point, you should be Mimamaket. That's kind of like, you know, you gotta figure that all out for yourself. Okay, Amravidi Bar Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Yamar Adam Yispal Vitzar from the cover. A person shouldn't daven when he has to relieve himself. Ma Tam, he called across El Kafi Yisrael. This is a Gemara in Shabbos as well. A person has to prepare themselves to greet the Baruch Shalom. Hikon is done how? By preparing your body. Amar Alexandri, Shmarag Lacha Shar Shatelech Obeis Ha'alokim. Another pasuk, guard your legs. When you go to the house of God, Shmaras will come and have tipim hayotzes in bein lagvacha. This is quite explicit over here. Guard yourself from the droplets that come out from between your legs. Hadonatem v'dakim. That's true if it was urine. Avol begasim. If we're talking about number two, im yochel yisbol. If you can restrain yourself, then you can restrain yourself. Basically, what this is basically saying is that restraining yourself from urinating is much more difficult, is much more of a shter for a person, and will ultimately cause him, will be ma'akev the tefillah, much more readily than having to have a movement. Yeah. I'm not going to go into that. I think that you all know what I'm talking about. Yaakov bar Abba b'shem Rebacha, Shmor Raglacha k'shatelach al beis v'alokim. Now, this is real Musar over here. Which is another pshat in the pasuk. Shor atzmacha kishetei nikra al beis olakim. Watch yourself so when you're ultimately called to the house of God, which you know when that is, after 120 years, that at that time, well, hopefully it'll be 120 years, but the point here is that you should always watch yourself so you're always ready to be called. You're ready for the call, so to speak. Shetehim tar v'naki, you should be free of sin. Amar Abba, yehim b'kar chavorach, that you're calling to the grave, the summons to the kever should be baruch, should be blessed. Amar brechia is lettuce is lamos. It's a time to be born. It's a time to die. Ashri adam shisha asking sasa kisha asking daso. That is the time of his birth. The time of his death is like his birth. Masha asking daso noki kach kisha asking sasa yehi noki. And this, of course, we've had this many times. Rigzu v'atachato imol avav kemav mishkavkem b'domisol. The verses all of the arguments on the one shall had toiv ayitzah hara. if he's trying to make you sin, he should want, what does it say? He should say Kriya Shema or something like that, right? Almish Kafka, what does it say? You should Isaac and Torah, maybe I forget. With Torah and then Kriya Shema, whatever. And then ultimately, Domu Sela, well, nothing works, then mention the Yom HaMisa. And everybody asks, why don't you just go straight to Yom HaMisa? Okay, over here, we kind of seem to be going right to the Yom HaMisa. Yeah. Anyway, this is a great muster of this Yishol. Okay, now we're going to read a little bit of a complicated sugya there. So you have to hold cup over here. You got to remember all the shittas. Hakari Yashma v'lo yishmir l'oznai. If someone reads Shema and he doesn't hear what he's saying, whispers it so lightly that he doesn't hear the words that he's saying. I'm not sure how you know for sure that you're saying anything if you don't hear what you're saying, but, you know, whatever. This is it's you move your lips, but you're exhaling while you're, in other words, you're using your voice box. You're not just using it, right? Right.
How close to the old argument? If you watch many people, she reported people down to the fire that they probably not saying the name of the voice. Look at their eyes. You have
I think you have to use your voice box. I don't think just moving your lips is enough. You have to be exhaling the words. Yeah. Right, and that's not good. That's hearer blave. Here we paskin against the Rambam. The Rambam paskins hearer kedibur dami, but we paskin hearer lav kedibur dami. Unless you're a chola, we paskin hearer lav kedibur dami, and you're not yotza. So if you're just thinking the words and you're going without saying anything, that's nothing. Well, whispering, as long as some sound is coming out of the lips, even though you can't hear it. You know, I guess there's two examples. I always like sometimes it's so noisy, like in a prasana, with the noise, with the bands playing so loud that I can't hear what I'm saying, and I've got to leave, and I'm benching, and I always wonder, I can't hear what I'm saying. So am I being yaitzen benching or not? Sorry, that's funny. Okay. Right. One second, which is louder? Shema is louder? And Shemona Esrei. Yes. Second. Here we're talking about Kariya Shema v'lo hishmiya l'ozno. Yotza. So what are you supposed to do with l'chachila? That you could hear it with your own ears. L'chachila. Shemona Esrei is also the same thing. You're supposed to be able to hear it with your own ears. Yeah? They're both the same. L'chachila. Yes. L'chachila avah. You're supposed to hear it. You're what you say. Okay. So let's go on. So the Tanakhama holds this Tanakhama the way we have it. There's no Tana's name associated with it. We're going to call this the Chacham at this point. Rabbi Yosi Yom Eloi Yotze, you're not Yotze, because the Pasuk says Shema, Hashem Elazachem Mashatoshem Mashatokore, right? You have to hear what you're saying. So therefore, if you don't hear it, you're not Yotze. Okay? That is usually, unless they're older and they're hard of hearing. And my father, I remember, Zatzali, when he was older and going along years, when he's getting up in years, it was very difficult to daven next to them because they didn't realize that they're talking to themselves and you hear them loud and clear. Right, 100. Oh, I'm asking the way saying Shema normally, we say Shema out loud. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Next thing. If you read Kriya Shema and you didn't read it carefully, we're going to see a Gemara all about what we know Lavavachal is supposed to make clear that you're not swallowing any letters. Vavaratem Mehera, when you have two letters that coincide. Okay, we'll see examples. Rabbi Yosi Amri Yotza, even though you weren't medaktek, you're still yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yotze, you're not yotze. So Rabbi Yossi in the first case was machmir. He said that you're not yotze if it's lo shmil oznov. In the second case where you weren't medaktek, he says you are yotze. He's mekel. Hakari lo mafreya lo yotze. If you read backwards, we're not going to learn like Rashi because Rashi has a very difficult shot where he says you're actually saying the words backwards. But you're actually the Rav Yerushalayim learned that you're saying the psukim backwards. So you'll say pasuk beis first, and you'll say pasuk aleph second. That's backwards. So that you're not yotze. Saying the parshias out of order, you are yotze. That doesn't apply there. So that's what that means. Karvatov, if you skip the pasuk and you realize you skipped the pasuk, yachzol lemakom shatoy, you go back to the pasuk that you skipped and continue on from there. You can't just say the pasuk and then skip back to where you were before. You have to continue from that place. Rav Omar halacha kiteray shneim lahakom. So Rav referring to the first two machlokesim of lo hishmiel ozno and lo dikdik b'yosi yoseha. He says the halacha is like both shitas lahakom. That means what? The halacha is like tanakama that you're yotze if lo hishmiel ozno, and the halacha is like b'yosi if it's lo dikdik. D'lachem. Let's see, how does this go again? D'lachem. I always forget how. Had, right, if it would not have been for the fact that Rav said this, that's the way it means here, Ma Kain Amrin, what would we have said, right? Stamo, the Rabbi Yossi. In other words, let's forget that Rav gave this psak altogether. And you would have just come and examined this mission. What would you have said? Come to the first Machlokes. Well, we've got a Tanakama who's a Ravim. And Rabbi Yossi, we're going to pass in like the Rabbim against Rabbi Yossi, so we're going to say that we yotze. Now let's go to the next machlokas, right? So the first thing was Stam, Rabbi Yossi, halacha Stam. What's the next machlokas? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That's the rule. Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. So if Rav wouldn't have said anything, I would have come up with the same conclusion anyway. So that's, the Gemara is wondering, why did Rav have to say anything at all? We would have known this using the Kolei HaPsak that we're accustomed to. What are we done for? Ella, it's the Gemara answers. Begin the Shema, the Tanakh, Rav Chiya, B'Shem Rabeir. Because Rav Chiya had another Girsa in the Tanakhama. He did not have it as Stam, the way we have it, but he had it, Divrei Rabeir. And since the Halacha is Rabeir and Rav Yossi, Halacha Ker Rav Yossi, so therefore he had to tell us that regardless of what your Girsa was, from Kain Sark Memra, Halacha Dershem Wahab. Okay? That's easy. Tony. Nispalel Lohishmiel Oznoi Yotso. If someone damaged Shmona Esrei and didn't say it out loud, he's Yotse. So that'll be the Stam rule. Now, Lamin Itzrachot, why did I have to have that statement said? Obviously, we're going like Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Tanakhama, even by Kriyashma, if you didn't say it out loud, you don't say it. So and by Kriyashma, it says the word Shema. And nonetheless, you don't need to say it out loud. So Kosha came by Tefillah, where you don't have such a requirement. There would have no need to tell us this rule according to the Tanakhama. It's only needed according to Rabbi Yossi. That's the first statement of the Gemara. Hai Dein Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi are we referring to? Like I just explained. Okay, so as far as Shmona Esrei is concerned, though, he agrees that you are Yosef. Now, over here, there's some missing words. This is critical to understand what the Gemara is doing now. There's a whole line missing. And what it should say now is it should say, Hakol Kesherim Likrasas HaMegillah. Okay, there's a whole line missing from this Yerushalmi. You have to add it in. Hakol kasherim, everyone is kosher to read the Megillah except cheresh, shaita, and kotel. Now, normally, what does cheresh mean? Cheresh normally means eino shomea ve'eino medaber. Now, if we're talking about someone who's not able to be medaber, the Mishnah wouldn't have included cheresh, would it? Because obviously, if you can't say the words, you don't say the mitzvah. So that cheresh must therefore be talking about a cheresh who is just Eino Shomea. But a Medaber, he was. Nonetheless, it says in that Mishnah that he's in the same category as a Shaitan and Cotton, and you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Okay, so that's all. That's a separate. Let's not get involved in that. You're right. None of those are Chayv in the Mitzvah, but Lamaisa, it's a Drabbanon. So maybe the cotton because it's Chayv Kinnor, so, but it's trade Drabbanon, so against one run. I'm not getting into that part of it. I'm getting into the fact that it says that he's not Roi to be Moitzi somebody in this Mitzvah. Right? And the Cheresh cannot be Moitzi somebody, even though he's a Medaber. It says that he cannot be Moitzi somebody. Now, why can't he be Moitzi somebody? That's the Gemara is going to now say. Omer of Masna, the Reb Yaisi. It must be going like Reb Yaisi. In other words, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that says what? That if you're Eino Shomeya, if you say the words of Shema and you didn't loy Shmiel Oznov, that you're Yotze, so that means you don't need Shmiya for mitzvos in general, even when it says Shema in the Pasuk. So then it would stand to reason that reading the Megillah, even though you can't hear it, a Cheresh can't hear what he's saying, you still would be Yotze the Mitzvah because Shmiah is not a requirement. This is the argument here. Therefore, if it says over there that you're not Yotze by the Cheresh, it must be coming out like a Bi'aisi. Okay. And therefore, what we're saying, therefore, is just like Reb Yaisi holds that by Kriya Shema it's possible, so too he will pass up by Megillah. Next, Amar Reb Yaisi, now this is different Reb Yaisi. This is Reb Yaisi in the Amayra. So Reb Yaisi said, Havinon Savran Meimar, what did we originally think when we first read the Mishnah? We thought that the machlokes between Rabban and the Rabbi Yaisi was what? Because it says by Kriya Shema that Sibbe Shema. We thought the whole machlokes was based on the word Shema. That Rabbi Yaisi held that since it said Shema, so therefore the Shmiya to the Eisen was Me'akev, and that's why he says it's possible. But if it would have been any other mitzvah where it doesn't have the word Shema, what would I have said? Rabbi Yaisi would agree that it's kosher. But now that we have, right, Hashor, four mitzvahs, law, other mitzvahs. Min demar Rav Masna, and now Rav Masna is telling me that Mishnah in Megillah is coming out like Reb Yaisi. And Reb Yaisi, just like he said by Shema, that it's a disqualifier. So too by Megillah, it's also a disqualifier. Then that must mean that Ms. Machlokes is not fully in the word Shema, because if it was totally in the word Shema, they wouldn't have had such a Machlokes, right? Min demar Rav Masna, Reb Yaisi, then you must conclude that the machlokas is not just relegated to just Shema, but by all mitzvahs as well. Okay. Now, therefore, the Yerushalmi fears us. Therefore, what is the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Not because of Shema. My time at Rabbi Yossi, v'hazant on the mitzvahs of. Right, the pasuk says you're going to listen to all the mitzvahs. You have to hear what you're saying. What's that? What do you mean? It is the same. The VIC holds. It's a disqualifier, but it's not totally in the word Shema. Because Shema is a pasuk by a specific mitzvah. The mitzvah Kriya Shema. Chazanto lemitzvosov is a general rule by all mitzvahs. So just like Shema is pasuk if you didn't hear it, so too Megillah is also pasuk if you didn't hear it. So in other words, basically we're expanding the drasha of Shmiya to be not just specifically by Shema, but even by all other mitzvahs. That's what we said before. That's true. But we said that before. That's correct. Yeah, sorry.
The pshat is that you're supposed to listening to what Hashem has told you. That your ears listen to what Hashem has told you. That's the pshat. So if you want
that's pasha pshat.
Yeah, but if you want, I thought you learned, I learned somewhere in the Talmud, if you want to use, learn out something, then you need to learn this thing somewhere else. Like if you're going to use this pasuk to tell you that you have to hear your own ears of Shema, then you need to have a different pasuk that says you should listen to what Hashem tells you.
I think you learn. I think you learn. I think you can learn both. In this case, I think you learn both. Okay. Okay. Amar. According to Rabbi Yis, that's true, and he might. Yeah, and he therefore might be chayef. Yeah. Amar Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda doesn't disagree with Rav Masna. This was Rav Masna's approach. Rav Masna said that that Mishnah in Megillah is coming out like Rabbi Yis. And Rav Chisda is now going to say that's not correct. You're totally not learning it right. Less kan cheresh, which literally translated it would mean that you're not going to be gairus cheresh. Well, but that's not what it really means. What it means really is, I saw Chaim Kanievsky explains this beautifully. Less kan cheresh means the cheresh that you thought it was talking about, talking about a cheresh who's a medaber of Eidushamaya. That's not the cheresh it's talking about. It's talking about the classic cheresh of Eino Shemeya of Eino Medaber. Are you going to ask me, what do I need it for? It's Agav Orche is there, because the three are always learned together. Cheresh, Reitz, Mekotten, and Cholater, they're always together. So it's over there together also. But in Echanami, that cheresh in that Mishnah is Eino Shemeya of Eino Medaber, has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi at all. In other words, according to Rav Chisda's Mahalach, get this closely. Rav Chisda holds Rav Yossi's Machlokas with the Chachamim is specifically by Kriya Shema, because, like he thought originally, that because it says the word Shema by Kriya Shema. But by all other mitzvahs, where there is no exclusion of Shema, Rav Yossi would also agree you don't have to have a Shmiya. And therefore, if you had a Cheresh who is a Medaber of Eino Shemeya, Rabbi Yossi would also hold his kosher. For all other mitzvahs, according to Rav Chisda. So this is the basic Mahalach. I'm going to just reiterate it one more time. So we'll just repeat it so it's clear. This is a little complicated. Rav Masna came and said that the Mishnah in Megillah that says Hakol Ksherim Levisam Megillah Vatz Megar Shetu Cotton, that's coming out like Rav Yossi. He touched up Cheresh in that Mishnah as being a Shomea, Eino Shomea, but he is a Medaber, and he's telling me that Rav Yossi, just like he says, it's disqualified for Kriya Shema, it's disqualified for Megillah. So in Cain, what's the Machlokas in our Mishnah about Shema? It's not based on the word Shema, which is specific by Shema. It's because it's a horizontal mitzvah, so the generic, a general rule that you have to have Shmiya. Comes Rav Chisda and says, no, that Cheresh over there is not a Cheresh that is a Medaber. He's an Eino Shemeya of Eino Medaber. And the Machlokas is only by Kriya Shema. And the Nafkamina will be, what is Rav Yossi going to hold by all of the mitzvahs? According to Rav Masna, you're going to still need Shmiya by all the mitzvahs. According to Rav Chisda, you do not. Okay. And that is that's what we're up to here. Now, it's going to be the next part of the Gemara is directly connected to this complex machlokas. So, I mean, if I'm going to go into the next piece of Gemara, it'll literally take me 10 minutes. So I'm not gonna do it now. What? I don't know. It's pretty complicated. I don't want to overwhelm you right now. I want to make sure you get this machlokas down pat, so that tomorrow we can begin this and we can get the clear. Because this is gonna be told. There's three Mishnayos. I'm gonna give you a hakdama. There are three Mishnayos in the beginning of the Sefer Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and like Mishnah Dal or something. It says like this. It says that there are five people that cannot take Truma. V'im Torah, Trumasan, let's say. Hold on one second. Let me pull it out. That's what I'm saying. John is pretty, pretty bad. Yeah, here it is. Shumas Perk Aleph, first Mishnah. Five people should not be Tarim. Bim Tarim ain Shumas and Shumas. It's not a Shumas. And the first one on the list is Kherish. Okay. It's not good. Okay. It says Kherish had to a cotton. Okay. Now the second Mishnah says Kherish Hamadaber of the Enu Shomea. That's the one who can speak, cannot hear. Lo Yitrom should not do Tarim Lachachilo. The Im Tarim. It's good because the reason he shouldn't be tarim is because he can't hear the bracha. But with the oven, the bracha is not ma'akif. And then there's a third Mishnah that says, yeah, Mishnah Vav. It says, Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmu trumas and truma. This one also, it says the same thing. The five people should not be tarim, but if they did take it, it is truma. And it talks about Elaim, Shikro, Orom, Suma, Balkari. But the question is going to be, why did the Mishnah, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh take the second case of a Cheresh, who is a who is an Eino Shomea, but he's a Medaber, why did he take that case and put it in a Mishnah all by itself if its din is exactly like the second case, the second group of five, who are Lo Yitromu Vim Tomu Trumasim Truma? So this is what the next Gemara is going to be discussing, this issue. Okay, so you have five in the beginning that if you took it, it's not Trumasim Truma. We have the case of the Cheresh, who is A, Medaber, Veinu Shomea, it is Trumasi Truma. And then you have Mishnah Vav that again discusses another group of people who are Trumas, should not be take Truma and Trumasi Truma. Okay. Call to them.